Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Monday, the 20th of July. As Ashwin says, yes, it is in the pre-show chat. Yes, it is back to school day today. So parents, please, yes, don't forget your kids need to be at school today. Don't keep them at home again. Get those lunches made and get them back to doing some learning. In the news today, we've got FA Cup results. Panthers ease past Cowboy. Warriors get bitten by Sharks. Hamilton wins in Hungary. We have thrillers in the ANZ Premiership. We're tight at the top of the sales NBL. We have a UFC announcement. Esports is coming to Eden Park. And will England's summer cost England? Yes. All of that in the wrap-up so that you can start your day the best way. Up to date with all of the important sports news brought to you here on New Zealand Sports Radio. And let's kick off with the football. In the FA Cup, it's semi-finals time, and Arsenal beat Man City 2-0 to progress into the final. And it looks like they're likely to be joined by Chelsea because that game is happening right now. At the moment, it's Man United 1. Chelsea 3. With time running out there, it looks like Chelsea will be joining Arsenal in the FA Cup final. In the A-League, we've had a number of games. The Brisbane Roar beats Newcastle Jets 1-0. Sees Brisbane Roar add some points to try to keep themselves in fourth. In other results this weekend, we also had Perth Glory beating Central Coast Mariners, which we talked about yesterday, and Brisbane Roar losing to Adelaide United. It was Brisbane Roar 0, Adelaide United 1 in that one, which sees Adelaide United just climb up into those final series playoffs. Places, but at the moment, lots of teams have played more games than others, so it all could move around a lot in the A League. Moving on then, and we've also should have got some. Unfortunately, it's not updating with the Belarusian Premier League, so we'll try and get those details for you before the end of the show. I'm going to hand you over to Ashwin, who is going to stop scratching his beard and tell us about the cricket.
Yes, good morning, Paul, and good morning to our viewers and listeners out there on the interweb. And as Saturday was a total washout, effectively, will England's summer cost England? With West Indies experienced a calypso, losing 6 wickets for 45 runs and 8 for 97 in the final session finishing this morning. In reply, England in their second innings, who weren't quite able to enforce the follow-on, were 37 for 2. And as I said, West Indies managing to avoid that follow-on. England now take currently with a 219 run lead in the second innings. They opened with Ben Stokes and Josh Butler to try and get that scoreboard moving. Well, unfortunately for them, Butler went without troubling the scorers. And when play gets underway again, England will be looking for quick runs before putting the West Indies back in to try and go for that kill. I'm sort of guessing that they're probably looking to get to about the 300 mark and try and get there as quickly as possible. And even within that first session, get the West Indies back in there and bowling at them. Now, in the match, we've also had our world first with the ball having to be disinfected and following the new protocols and guidelines that have been put in place for cricket. So Dom Sibley admitted that to the umpires that, whoops, I've done an automatic reaction and he's put a bit of saliva on the balls, which prompted umpire Michael Goff to take out a disinfectant wipe out of his pocket and cleanse the ball. So that's a world first of a ball being cleaned by the umpires. Now, coming back to local news in New Zealand, after New Zealand South based players trained in Lincoln last week, it will be the turn of the North Island based players this week. North Island based players will be training at the Mount Maunganui base until the 24th of July. The camp will actually include some of the non-contracted players, for example, like Jeet Raval, who missed out this year on a contract, centrally based contract, that is. He's contracted to Northern Districts. The Northern camp training camps will be overseen by Gary Stead, who's the men's coach, Bob Carter, who's the women's coach, and Jacob Oram, who's the bowling coach for both the men's and the women's teams. The camps will be held in two groups, with the women's camp in between. So basically, the men, group one of the men's will go first few days, the women's group will go, and then the group two will be the final group with the men. And finally, 9 Bangladesh players have resumed training. Now, this is an interesting one, and the reason why I bring it up. So there's some interesting guidelines which they have to follow to allow them to train. Only one player is allowed to train in the ground at any one time with his trainer, with separate facilities for both. So each, the player and the trainer, has their own toilet facilities, own seats, own water bottles, and they still have to maintain their social distancing. Now, the BCB received requests from players way back in May to asking them that the players could resume training, but the BCB discouraged that because COVID's been so rampant in Bangladesh itself. But they've now been able to get together and formulate some rules and plans, and therefore they've got these one player at a time in a stadium that is able to train. And that today, Paul, is our cricket news, and we look forward to seeing how England are able to get on overnight and bring that to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Oswin, for that. Now, in moving over to the UFC, the UFC have announced that Israel Adesanya will defend his UFC title against Paulo Costa at UFC 253. That is apparently scheduled for September the 19th or September the 20th, depending quite which time zone you are in around the world. They have not officially announced where that is going to be, but as we told you the other day, one of Israel's stablemates announced that he was going to be returned to fighting in New Zealand, and that Israel will be headlining that fight. So you've got to say it looks highly likely that will be actually here in New Zealand, even though, as I say, it's not been announced as yet officially. Over the weekend, Davison Figueiredo defeated Joseph Benavidez for the flyweight title in the UFC over there on Fight Island in Abu Dhabi. So congratulations to him in picking up that title via a technical knockout. I mean, he already had 3 takedowns in that opening round. So yes, big a good win for him there. And I'm going to hand you over to Stephen, who'll take us through our birthdays.
Oh, thank you, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning into New Zealand Sports Radio. And birthdays today, our most successful ever Olympian, our most successful ever basketball player, and finally a rugby player that went to All Blacks, to All Blacks coaching staff. And that's where we start this morning. Greg Edward Feek, born this day, 20th of July 1975, is a former New Zealand rugby union player. He played 10 tests for the All Blacks. He also appeared for the Crusaders. He played provincially for Taranaki and Canterbury. He also played for New Zealand Māori in 2006. He since retired. He was the forward coach of the Wellington Hurricanes in 2008. And then he joined Leicester as the scrum coach for the 2010-2011 season. He also left a scrum position with the Irish national team alongside Joe Schmidt, and he's currently, working with the All Blacks in some sort of capacity. I would imagine he's there as the scrum coach. Moving right along, Steve Funaki Adams, born this day, the 20th of July, 1993, is a New Zealand basketball professional who plays for the Oklahoma Thunder on the National Basketball League, the NBA, after playing one season with his hometown Wellington Saints in 2011. Seems such a long time ago. Adams moved to the United States in 2012 to play basketball for Pitt. In 2011, he was selected by the Thunder with the 12th overall pick in the NBA draft. And finally this morning, absolute legend here, Ian Gordon Ferguson, born this day, the 20th of July, 1952, is New Zealand's most successful Olympian, competing in the K1, K2, and K4 events. He first competed at Montreal Canada Olympics in 1976 and again at Moscow Olympic Games in 1980. But it was in 1984, which would prove to be his most successful, picking up three gold medals in the K1 500, the K2 500, the K4 1000 meters, and also in 1988 in Seoul, also picking up a gold medal as well as a silver medal. That's a lot of medals. So happy birthday to all our recipients this morning. I'll be back to wrap up all the league from the weekend shortly.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Over in the rugby union, the Chiefs and the Highlanders fought out a thriller yesterday in the sunshine here in Hamilton. The Chiefs went out to had a fantastic start where everything went right for them. Just after half time, they were leading 31-7, even though they were perhaps not playing the not having the dominance on the pitch. A lot of the territory and possession was with the Highlanders, but they just couldn't finish anything off. After that line-out more try, just after half-time, though, it was all Highlanders, and it finished 31-33 with Aaron Smith breaking to give Tomkinson the gap to score after time was up, after the hooter, they knocked over the conversion to win the game by just 2 points. That's twice now that the Highlanders have beaten the Chiefs with a very late score. I've got a feel for Gatland now. They've not won any games yet in Super Rugby. Aotearoa, long season for, even though it's only 10 weeks for the Chiefs there. Join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Driving Maul Show, where we'll be going over a lot of the club rugby that's happened over the weekend that myself and Stephen got to. We'll also look at New Zealand rugby's suggestion for the Super Rugby in the future, as well as the Farapalmer Cup and other rugby topics. So join us at 8 p.m. here on New Zealand Sports Radio Monday night for the Driving Maul Show. I'm going to hand you back now to Stephen, who'll take us through our NRL update.
Thank you, Paul. And league news this morning, the Sharks in a feeding frenzy over the Warriors. The Panthers see off the Cowboys, and we wrap up the weekend league results. But we'll start with that Sharks-Warriors game. The Sharks have bounced back from last week, something to thrash the Warriors 46-10 at Central Coast Stadium. The visitors shot out to an early lead with three tries in the opening 15 minutes. Big man Braden Hamlin-Ulele opened the scoring after catching a perfectly timed pass from Chow Tanzan before strolling through flimsy Warriors defence. A crucial error from the Sharks hindered the Warriors to level up scores, only for Todd Payton's men to take a costly error of their own. A miscommunication between Cronulla's fullback and winger under the high ball saw David Fusitua scoop up the loose ball and throw it back in before he went over the sideline. Centre Patrick Herbert just had to plant the ball down, but he knocked it on. That's such the Warriors season all over. However, no such issues for Sharks winger Rondolo Molitalo to put it down in the left-hand corner. The Warriors finally got on the board through winger Ken Mamala, who finished the Warriors' best movement of the half. But just 7 minutes later, the Sharks answered back. Blake Green and Togu Harris raced Cronulla's Townsend to grubber, only for Sean Johnson to shoot through, beat them all and ground the ball just before it went into touch. Tensions reached boiling point before halftime when a tussle broke out after Ignatius Pussy put a mammoth hit on Toby Rudolph. It just took 2 minutes into the second half for the Sharks to score again. Johnson collected the ball in the end goal before running 30 metres and stepping past a couple of Warriors in a process, then passed it on to Sione Katoa, who ran the last 70 metres and stepped Peter Hiku to plant it down. Boy, that was a good try. That last bit was an actual in and the old style in and away, and then he basically turned him around and scored. Johnson again had a hand in the following try as he dragged the Warriors defenders in before getting the ball out to the right for Jesse Raymond to score and extend the lead by 30. Just when things couldn't get any worse for the Warriors, their key playmaker Blake Green was sent to the bin for taking out a Sharks player in a try-scoring opportunity. The Sharks took full advantage of the opponents being at one man down as they quickly moved the ball through Wade Graham, Johnson and Townsend's hand to eventually land in Katoa's to score his second try of the afternoon, also making him the new leading try-scorer in the competition. The icing on the cake was a final try to Ramian, who pushed off Roger Tuivasa-Sheck to score under the post. But just before the referee could sound the whistle, the Warriors got a consolation try after barnstorming run from Jess Tavanga, who offloaded to Tuivasa-Sheck, who then passed on to Egan to score that final score again. Sharks 46, Warriors 10. And in our final game of round 10, Penrith halfback Nathan Cleary stepped up to grab the game by the scruff of the neck after North Queensland shot the Panthers and looked like causing a massive upset at Penrith Stadium. The Panthers finished 10th. Finish round 10 in the top spot on the NRL ladder, but we're made to do it tough against the Cowboys side with plenty of fight coming back from 4-10 down to win 22-10. Debutant Dejan Asi and fellow teenager Hamiso Tobai Fido scored either side of halftime to shock Penrith. Young Panthers half Jerome Luai scored within the first 8 minutes to put the home side on the front foot immediately. It wasn't until half an hour later that the teenage Cowboys fullback Tobai Fido ran through the right the Panthers to level the score before halftime. Asi was next to score, darting through the defence 5 minutes after halftime. Penrith hit back through Brent Naden a couple of minutes later, and Nathan Cleary knocked the sideline conversion over to make it 16-10 with 30 minutes to play. Cleary was in the thick of it again as Stephen Crichton scored to snatch the lead in the 60 minute, and then Cleary pretty much wrapped it up when he scored a try of his own in the final minute, just finding a hole in the defence. And the result obviously puts Penrith at the top spot. That score again, 22-10 Panthers over the North Queensland Cowboys. And we'll wrap up the results from the weekend fully. Remember, we started on a Thursday night and upset the Raiders beat the Roosters 24-10. Then we went to Friday night, two one-sided games. Saw the Storm 42-6 a good over the Titans. West Tigers far too good for the Broncos 48-0. Saturday it was a little bit closer. We saw the Dragons 28, Bulldogs 22. And then we saw a tight one between the Knights and the Rabbitohs 20-18. The Knights getting the job done. And the Sea Eagles with probably the upset of the weekend beating the Eels. And it was an understrength Sea Eagles team, so it was a great result for them. And then finally, our final games from the weekend saw yesterday's results, the Sharks 46, Warriors 10, and the Panthers easing past the Cowboys 22 points to 10 as we look at that table. The Panthers, with that win yesterday, 17 points. Second place, the Eels in 16 and Storm on 16. The Knights, the Roosters, the Raiders, the West Tigers, and the Rabbitohs round out the eight. We look down to the team that we follow most closely, which is the Warriors, and they are sitting on 6 points down there in 13th place. But once again, tune in to the standoff on Wednesday night with Brad and Sanjay, and I think they'll pretty much go over everything that's been happening in rugby league, the sport that keeps giving, Paul, on and off the field.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for that update. We'll move on now to the netball. And we had two cracking games on yesterday. Double header with the Pulse just edging out the Tactics 33-32. And the Steel, again, just a one-point win over the Magic 41-40. In that first game, the Pulse took out an early lead only for the Tactics to get themselves within a point at halftime, and then in the third quarter take the lead at 28 to 25. So got themselves that 3-point lead coming into the fourth quarter, but superb defense by the Pulse in that fourth quarter meant it was 8-4, and that was enough for the Pulse to edge it by just the single point there in that one. We then moved on to the second game of the evening, which was the Steel versus the Magic. And the Magic took out a narrow lead in that first quarter, 10-9. But the Steel evened things up by halftime. In the third quarter, they took control of that quarter, winning it 11-7 to give themselves a 4-point lead. And the Magic just couldn't drag that back, and it finished 41-40. So in the table now, then, the Central Pulse continue their domination with 8 wins from 8 games, topping the table, now 11 points clear of the Northern Mystics, who are in second place on 21 points. The Star, then it comes Stars, the Tactics, the Southern Steel, and the Magic. But the Steel and the Magic, both on 10 points at the bottom of the table, really close down there, with Magic having those two draws. Yes, and those two draws have both been on Monday nights. So will we see that again this evening when the Steel take on the Tactics at Auckland Net, the Auckland Netball Centre? Folks, the next round is the last round that will be in Auckland. So if you want to get your tickets and see your teams, then get down to the Auckland Netball Centre, because from round 8 onwards, they'll be travelling around the country and playing home games. Moving over into the basketball, and again, it was a doubleheader on a Sunday night. The Nelson Giants lost to the Auckland Huskies 67-96. Yes, they really could not get their radar working. And the Giants, yes, only a 40% shooting rate from their two-pointers, so up close. The Auckland Huskies, with that 55% shooting, really was enough to see them home there. Overall, field goals, they were 52%, when you include the three-pointers, whereas the Giants dropped down to 38%. So, yeah, some really poor shooting by the Nelson Giants, really let them down in that game. And then we had a cracker. The Manawatu Jets beat the Taranaki Mountaineers 118-103. The Taranaki Mountaineers, the team that have been at the top of the table, leading the way. So this was always going to be a good clash between these two. And when you've heard those shooting percentages, that the Manawatu Jets was shooting at some 67.5%. From up close. Yes, so they really were nailing their baskets. They were led by Harris, who scored 24 points. And he was supported by Samuel with 22 points. But a lot of other players also chipped in with points as well. And that was enough to see off the Mountaineers, where Rukua scored 29 points, supported by Jones on 24. But they just did not get the supporting cast just did not really get the points that were needed. And that's what saw the Manawatu Jets home in that one. That now means that the Otago Nuggets and the Manawatu Jets and the Taranaki Mountaineers are all on 14 points at the top of the table. But the Airs have played one more game than the other two. The Huskies and the Bulls are now just one win back on 12 points. And then we drop down then to the final two teams, the Giants and the Rams, on 8 and 6 points down the bottom there. So really tight amongst that top five in particular in the table. Some cracking games coming up in the Sales NBL. They'll take a night off tonight, but before returning on Tuesday night, where we have the Jets taking on the Franklin Bulls. So that is second versus fourth in that, or first equal versus fourth equal there. The Franklin Bulls could climb to that top group if they win that one, or the Jets could pull away at the top, followed by the Huskies versus the Nuggets. A similar situation there, where the Huskies again could climb up into that top echelon, or the Nuggets could pull away. So two cracking games on Tuesday night in the Sales NBL. Moving on to motorsport now, here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Scott Dixon had a tough weekend in the IndyCars in the first race. He came second after starting 18th on the grid. And in the second race, where he started 17th on the grid, he managed to come up to finish fifth in that one. That first race really was disrupted, and a bit of a hectic race, really, when Ludwig Fixer, last place, won that one. In the second race, though, it was a pole to finish win in that one for Newgarden, who had the fastest car on the night, but things just didn't go his way in that first race. That means that Scott Dixon, whilst not having a car that was performing over the weekend, still managed to get some decent points to maintain his lead at the top of the overall standings on 49 points there. So showing some real perseverance in adversity there from Scott Dixon. Over in the supercars, and Scott McLaughlin won the race the night race on Saturday night, had a much tougher day on Sunday. So he's stuck on 47 career wins now, still one behind the late Brock's mark of 48 wins. He'll obviously be looking at trying to catch that up there. Ford's Jack LeBrock won the race on Sunday instead. So still two Ford wins in that one. Heading over to the Hungarian Grand Prix. And Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen, who qualified 1 and 2 on the grid, finished the race 1 and 2 as well. Bottas in the Mercedes just couldn't get past Verstappen and came in third. And that means that Hamilton will go top of the season standings. He even had time to pull in a couple of laps before the end to change tyres so that he could get a fastest lap and get the extra series point for that as well. Don't forget, you can listen to New Zealand Sports Radio on the go. Just search for the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcatcher. Finally, in esports, we're going to have a new facility set up at Eden Park Stadium. This will be a permanent facility for esports where teams can come in and train, but also it'll be a facility that can also host tournaments as well, both stream tournament or both broadcast tournaments and also mass participation tournaments as well. They're going to have they're going to have 5G, 5 capability, obviously LAN events held there. And this is all come about by Guinevere Capital, who have invested in this. And they've done similar things at other stadiums around the world. And one of the things they say is that this helps sponsors and other investors to basically associate, to understand where esports or how it connects with other sports as well. So real interesting development there in for esports in New Zealand. That'll be up and running in the third quarter of this year. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. It has been a packed edition this morning. Don't forget to join us at 7 a.m. every single morning for the morning sports briefing, where we'll help you start the day your best way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.